After 8 years of painstaking restoration by the National Park Service, Jeff Smith's Parlor Museum opened to the public last week in Skagway. The grand opening drew around 150 history lovers to the event. After tours and speeches, the crowd was treated to a historical reenactment of Soapy Smith's final moments.
For the love of God, don't shoot!
Just three people attended the funeral of Jefferson Soapy Smith after a wharfside gunfight ended his life in 1898. His opponent, Frank Reed, also died as a result of that scuffle, and 2,000 mourners showed up at his service to pay their respects. Smith left behind quite a legacy in the gateway to the Klondike, and now remnants from that legacy and the Klondike Gold Rush are on display at the restored Jeff Smith's Parlor Museum in Skagway.
So welcome again to Jeff Smith's Parlor. Thank you for coming. Thank you for joining us today.
This is a momentous occasion.
Mike Trunell is the superintendent of Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park.
This building here, the Jeff Smith's Parlor that we're dedicating today, I think it's one of the most interesting buildings, historic buildings in the entire National Park System.
Despite the rain, a large crowd gathered on Saturday for the grand reopening of the museum. It's chock full of artifacts from a bygone era of gold seekers, swindlers, and dancing girls. The building and an assortment of relics were donated in 2008 by the Rasmussen Foundation as part of the George and Edna Rapuzzi collection, which includes clothing, tools, signs, and newspapers, totaling 30,000 Gold Rush era objects. The parlor became famous in 1898 as the base of operations for Smith, a notorious crook, and his gang of hooligans. In 1935, Martin Itchen converted the building into a museum, a homespun tourist attraction featuring robot versions of the Gold Rush's famous characters. Prior to that, the building had been used as a saloon, a restaurant, and a fire station. Skagway residents George and Edna Rapuzzi operated the tourist attraction in the mid-1960s, and it was available on and off to the public until George's death in 1986. A relative gave up the collection to the Rasmussen Foundation, and the Klondike Historical Park acquired it in 2008. Then came the challenge of restoring the delicate structure and setting up the artifacts for display to the public. Dr. Bert Frost is the regional director of the National Park Service for Alaska.
Now that it is owned by all Americans and managed by the National Park Service on your behalf, it will be preserved in perpetuity.
Frost said the Klondike Park is one of 23 in Alaska, and alone it brings in $15 million annually to the local economy. It's also the most visited national park in the state.
We know that visitors come to Skagway for many reasons, and among them is this charming little town with the authentic buildings. You know, the park staff and the park itself takes pride in protecting this authenticity and inspiring community-wide preservation and the wide preservation efforts to protect it. This building in particular, everyone in the community had a role in that.
The opening of the museum is part of an ongoing celebration of the National Park Service's centennial. Ben Hayes is the chief of interpretation and education for the park in Skagway. He said park staff are looking forward to sharing the rich and sordid history of the area with the world for years to come. The museum will be open for guided tours during the week and unguided visits on Saturday and Sunday.
I'm warning you!
In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.